Hi, Karen. I'm Blake from Facebook, and I've got responsibility for the Europe, Middle East, and Africa region for the company. And I really enjoyed today because we were talking about change, and that's something that we kind of hold very dear to our heart, doing things a little bit differently and trying to be a little bit radical at times in our approach. The idea of change in the industry is one that I think a lot of people are talking about. I heard it over and over again this afternoon, and I think that we're at a really unique point in time where the opportunity exists to do things very differently. And I don't want to say to reinvent itself completely, but certainly to apply some different ways of thinking to the industry going forward. And the role Facebook plays in that will probably pan out over the next 12 to 18 months. But we believe that within our environment, at least, the consumers' expectations of advertisers are a little bit different and brands, and that actually they universally accept and want to align with and be part of brands. But I think brands need to understand that that relationship is really defined by the value they bring and the trust and the authenticity that they bring to the table. And if they do it correctly, the power of the peer-to-peer, this user base, these communities is very, very strong. And some of the early stuff we've seen coming out of the U.S. and even here in the U.K. have been really, really indicative of a strong future for that. It does require a different mindset, though. It's not a broadcast, reach, frequency, traditional media planning model. It's much more about, you know, what role do we play in consumers' lives in these environments? What value do we bring on a day-in and day-out basis? Trust is a key part of it. I think that I mentioned in my conversation that iteration, you know, fast iteration versus slow perfection is something I think it's a unique way of looking at it. The days of having to make sure your 30-second ad is just right probably doesn't apply in this world. It's more about how do we find 8 or 10 things and do each of them pretty well and find the 2 or 3 that really resonate with users and iterate on those very, very quickly to scale the business. But brands that are set up to do that structurally and agencies that are set up to do that structurally will have a huge disproportionate advantage over those that'll take a little bit longer. I think they'll all get there. I think the appetite's there. I hear it over and over again in the industry. The question is, you know, who are the folks that are going to lead that versus who are they going to be the fast followers versus who's going to be the mass that follows after?